Okay, he gives power to the weak. Now, nobody likes those seasons of life where you feel like this weakness, or maybe you feel like you don't have the strength to carry on. If you're a builder, then that means you're going to be building something that doesn't exist. It also means this: when you pray for God's blessing in your life, what you're actually praying for is more responsibility. And so you have one company and then you're like, well, I hope that does well. Maybe I can get to the point where I'm making 100 grand and make it 200 grand. At every level, that means that you're willing and able to handle more responsibility because you're creating more value in life. You're adding more structure. You know, as you grow, the structure has to change. So this building I'm sitting in right now could have multiple levels to it. But if it's only a single level building, the minute I want to go a few more levels, the structure has to change. It's the same thing in your life. And the promise here, as you just read, is that he said, you know what? He gives strength to the weary. He gives it. He increases power to the weak. Now, God uses weak people to carry out his purposes. Why? Well, because it's an education process. When you think about going through life, failures are not the opposite of success. Okay? Failures are part of success. We have success because we experience failures. We go through these lessons in life. They're lessons, they're not life sentences. When what God is saying, that I'm part of this process because I'm the one that put this inside of you. So we have to stand in agreement, not just with God, but be willing to take the strength from him. I want to point this out too. It's not just a random supernatural gift and strength that God just puts on you. While I've experienced that, and that is part of it, the other part of it is saying, okay, for where I am, how do I need to become stronger for what's ahead of me, where I am? So for many people, honestly, it's practical too. It's your physical health. What are you eating? Are you working out? Are you taking time for yourself? Are you so committed to doing the work that you're forgetting about the other side of life? And as you go through these moments in your life, when you're in these moments of weakness, it's not about just white knuckling through. It's about giving these things over to the Lord. The things that you can control, you do something with. So you work as if, hey, this depends on me, but you also pray and have faith as if, but really, God's going to take the rest of this. So it's understanding for where I am right now in my weakness, what do I need to do? Is it physical? Is it mental? Is it a financial thing that you're struggling with? Is it a purpose thing? You can dig down, and actually, I'm going to have some courses on this too, so make sure if you're watching this, stay on the lookout, because I have some ways that will walk you through the weaknesses of life and also rebuilding your life. And the great news is this, is God's not giving up on you. So don't you give up on you. If you're in a moment of weakness today and you're feeling like you just, man, I don't know if I have the strength, you do. God's given you everything that you need to fulfill the purpose that's in your life. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.